This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande. Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hello, beautiful human. We got Dan here. And we welcome back to the studio a very special individual. So beautiful.
Shut up.
So pure.
Just no.
A ball of talent. Liz Gillies.
Woo!
Thank you.
Hey.
Before we start, I just want to clear the air with Zach because you stood me up over Christmas.
Ooh, what'd you do?
You stood me up over Christmas. We were both in New Jersey, a rarity, and we were supposed to hang out a couple times, not a big deal. I just know that if I don't get this off my chest now, I'm not going to be able to look at him or talk to him. Like, I hugged him when he came in. And then my family invited him to, like, a gorgeous set menu, like, seven-course meal. But you didn't know that part. But it shouldn't have mattered. If we went there, we went to, you know, a pizzeria. Anyway, he said he was coming up until 20 minutes before when I had it wasn't like a funny reservation. It was like a very much like they printed menus for everybody. And he says, I'm sorry, I can't make it out. Then I look on Twitter and it says location Manhattan. So what did you come in the city for that was better than seeing my family? And then I tweeted, you better be getting laid, because that I thought, oh, like in that case, that's the please.
Only, yeah, we know that's not better. Happening.
So what was it?
I really should have come, and I feel like a fool for having canceled.
Zach, what were you doing?
I had like nothing important.
Zach, what were you doing?
I was with my friend, and she... I thought that she needed more time.
I don't care. You know what? I don't care. It's too long of an answer.
No, it's not the right answer because I should have just come because ultimately I ended the other plans I thought were going to run over. They didn't run over and I should have came and I felt like an imbecile. But then I thought that I had already canceled. I should have come. And I feel bad because one, regardless of the food, mm-hmm. your family is amazing.
Yeah, they loved you.
Loved.
They did. Like, they always thought so highly of you.
And now?
Yeah, it's fine. It's different. Like, it's a different dynamic now. It's a different... 2020 will bring you new feelings with my family. But it's okay. I just wanted to know what you were doing. Clearly, it wasn't important. As long as you regret it.
I very much regret it. And know something, because now there's a lot of decent-sized events coming up.
Zach, you're panicking.
You said a lot of nothing.
I feel really bad because I love your family on another level, and I really should have come, and I was mm-hmm. very stupid, and it was... That's my big regret.
Who would have come if it was Ariana and her family?
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm not mad. It's how it is, and it's okay. I get it. The Gillies don't do that for you, and it's fine. It's okay. It's actually totally fine. I'm actually totally over it. I'm really glad we got to talk this out. How was your Christmas break?
It was fine. It was.
I mean, your holiday break. Hanukkah break.
Thank you for keeping it neutral.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was okay. I you know, spent a decent amount of time with my family.
Right. Me too. Whatever. I don't care. How was your break?
It was nice. It was relaxing. I enjoy being home.
Yeah. You do.
Yep.
Who's home?
Who's home?
Yeah.
It's home.
No, I meant who is home for you? Like, who are the people that are home in your home?
My high school friends.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
This Hollywood thing, I don't fit in here in this whole Hollywood thing. Not for me,
you know? No, it's the worst place on earth.
Exactly.
Although I have to say, now that I don't live here, I love visiting here. That's my favorite thing. That was my favorite place. For 3 days or under. It's my favorite place in the whole world. I love it now when I don't have to be here more than 48 hours.
Do you miss the food?
Yeah, I mean, I miss Crossroads. I miss our vegan options. I'm not even totally vegan, but as far as, I can't have any fantastic vegan dairy, because I can't have dairy, I don't eat red meat, all this shit, so it's like, I don't have any of that in Atlanta. There's little tiny things, but it's not commercialized, and I just eat when I come here. I literally just hoarded all this food in my body. I was here last weekend, believe it or not, I was just here, and I just ate the entire time. It was just amazing. I just love eating That's it. I just love eating.
But there's perks to being in Atlanta outside of work, right?
I love Atlanta. Yeah.
Like life perks. I feel like you've like really...
Well, no one in Atlanta cares about anything, so you could... I'm not super famous, but anybody, everything shoots there. Anyone can walk around all day, and really everybody's treated the same. No one's looking for people. In LA, everyone's always looking when people come into a restaurant, you know, is that somebody? Yeah. And that just doesn't exist yet. In Atlanta, I feel like it will maybe in a couple of years, but Atlanta's so cool. The food is great. I wish I could have more of the southern, you know, buttermilk battered cooking down there. I can't, but I do enjoy what I eat, and I have my restaurants. And
you wouldn't dabble into like some, I don't know, traditional Waffle House?
I really can't have dairy. It's not a gag. I can't do it. So I can't do that. Maybe I'll open Liz's vegan Waffle House if we keep getting picked up.
Know something. Out of everybody who's ever been on the show, not only are you the greatest storyteller to ever sit on our couch, but you're one of the most requested guests of all time. And I love with every fiber of my being when I'm out and about and somebody comes up to me and they come up to me to talk about our interviews and they watched all of them.
They're cute. Yeah. It's been so long now. It's been like 8 years.
I know.
Guys, I think this is the 10th one.
This is the 10th interview?
According to my calculations
and there's
here.
There's no alcohol.
Yeah, but are you looking on Goom Radio too? Yeah, there is.
No, I'm talking about Zach Sang's show interviews. I think this is the 10th one.
And there was
I did do one that's not on YouTube.
That doesn't count then.
Well, I think you might have done another two that were taken down from YouTube when I left.
Why? What did I do?
No, it wasn't you. It was me.
Okay.
It always is.
But Victorious is coming up on this 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Dynasty now picked up for a fourth season.
Can you believe that? That sounded weird.
The question is, can you believe that? Because
no.
I remember when we were
I love it. I just can't. It's fours. I think we're filming episode 58 right now, or 59. It's 59 hours of Dynasty that I've filmed. It's pretty crazy. It's a crazy show.
And people
show
love
is
it.
Show's bizarre.
Yeah, but why
they love it. It's a crazy, crazy show.
Why do you think people are hooked on it?
Well, I think now more than ever, I think escapist kind of television is super fun. Escapism, and the show is just, it's just a... It's so crazy. I mean, everything does line up in a very crazy way, but it really takes your whole mind not in a way where you have to be a mathematician, in a way where you just have to keep some funny facts straight. Like, you know, like me marrying my cousin, and then now my mom is married to my cousin who I was married to. You don't get that on every TV show. So it's nice that we...
Incest?
As I said it out loud, I guess what you're saying is right. I guess we do toy with incest in a way. We're not afraid to go there. I'm not trying to brand Dynasty as the incest show. I guess I just did. We also... Anyway, Dynasty is so popular, and I'm really happy. It's really popular outside of the country. I left the country a couple times over break, and I was like, I found them. I was like, someone has to be watching this. And the numbers like from Netflix are like staggeringly great. So I was like, where are these people? And then I left the country, and like London was so crazy, and we have a lot of fans in Australia. I mean, all over the world. So that's been wonderful.
Are you going to go to Australia? Can I come?
I'd love to go to Australia. Long flight, but I'll go. I would like to go now, honestly. I'm seeing all these videos of these poor animals, and it's just so sad. I mean, I really, it takes a lot for me to feel anything. And the videos of the koalas holding the people who save, give them water, holding their hands and holding each other. It's very, what they're doing is working. I mean, it's effective showing everyone what it looks like, because these are the sweetest animals in the world, and it's just the saddest thing imaginable. It's horrible.
And they're animals that don't usually interact with humans, you know?
No, but isn't that interesting, though?
They need us.
Yeah.
It's survival.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a horrible thing what's happening to them, but it's a beautiful thing to see everyone who's come out and gone into the wreckage and the ruin over there and just help them. And I really wish I could go. I actually really would go. I would go. I would take the flight. I would take the miles. You know I would. I'm kidding.
I believe you.
I'm kidding, but no.
I don't know if you'd go for humans. I think you'd go for animals.
Yeah, I'd go for the fans, but I'd stay for the animals. How about that?
I think that's proper.
It's beautiful over there.
And by the way, as we speak, a lot of American firefighters are going over to Australia to help them fight the blaze. And a lot of those firefighters actually from Australia working for free. They were just cutting funding to all of the firefighters across the country. And it's really tragic, everything that's going on.
Yeah. You know who else is Australian? Our friend Madison Brown, Miss Hemsworth.
I don't know her.
I also feel like we ruined that for her.
Or did you? I don't know, man. I'm not going to talk about it, but let's just say that interview got us into a lot of trouble and it made a lot of things happen. Usually, how many crazy things have I said on the show for 10 years? No one cares. No one listens. Nothing I say that I want to happen happens. She comes on and says, I think Liam Hemsworth is fun, and then it happens for her. What, a week? Was it like a month later?
Something.
I mean, the turturnround was pretty remarkable.
It was pure manifestation.
Gotta hand it to the kid. She manifested that.
Zach Sang Show.
Yo, sorry. Real quick. If you're like me, you got stuff. Lots of stuff. Stuff you no longer use, or maybe you never use. Stuff that doesn't spark joy in your life. Now that's a new year. Let's deal with all of it. Come on. Sell it on Mercari. I just sold an Xbox. Well, technically, I took a few pictures, I added a description, and I uploaded my Xbox to Mercari. I am right now waiting to get the notification that somebody wants it. It's an Xbox One. By the way, selling with Mercari is hella easy, truthfully. Once I get the notification that somebody wants it, they send me a shipping label. I attach the shipping label onto the thing I'm selling, and then I ship it out. No interaction with a stranger. Mercari really makes selling almost anything fast and easy. The app has over 500,000 reviews with an average rating of 4.8 stars. So why not give it a try? Try out Mercari. That is Mercari. Mercari, the selling app.
Zach Sang Show.
Wild.
Yeah. That interview is truly cringeworthy. I really can't. That's one I can't watch. That was me at my absolute worst. I mean, I watched that and I'm repulsed at myself. And I guess maybe she and I just together is just a bad combo.
But, well, I think it's because your relationship is very deep and you do really care about each other.
I think it's deep. I think we've spent a lot of time together and we both have very specific personalities. And the combo is super, like, it's not like oil and vinegar. It's just something bad and good happens, but it was just really hectic. It was really hectic. And the caffeine.
There's a lot of coffee.
I never had coffee, and she made me this coffee, whatever. She bought this coffee for me. I'm sure I paid for it. I'm not sure who paid for it. And it was just, it was really bad.
Why don't you really?
It was
don't
scary.
How
no,
do you
I
stay
lose.
Focused?
I can't have it. I don't really eat chocolate. I don't have soda. The caffeine just really, it's crazy what it does to me.
Do you have natural focus? Like when it's time for you to sit down and dissect a script, does that take work? Do you have to like force yourself to do that, or is it?
Yeah, if I have to. Like on the show now, it's not fair or nice to say I sleepwalk through playing Fallon, but she's so in my system at this point, you know, whatever, how many episodes we've done now, 59, whatever I said, I can kind of, unless there's something really new or a new side of her, I can get through it pretty easily and I can read it and see what I have to do. But if it's something new, like there's something I'm working on later today, I'm going to have to quarantine myself and really focus. I know some of the kids take Adderall. I don't do any of that stuff. I don't need caffeine pills. I just need my old brain.
Natural.
I'm old school.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm a genius. So when you have an IQ as high as mine, remember, I didn't finish high school, you can do things like that without the help from drugs.
What about, like, Emmys? I believe Dynasty deserves an Emmy nomination of some sort.
I'm kidding. I'd love one. I'd love all of us to have one. I think we should all win in every category. I'll tell you one person who really should win something is and we all should. I was just totally kidding. We work really hard, and the show is, you know, there's a reason it keeps getting picked up, and we're very thankful. But I mean, Meredith, our costume designer, I mean, the clothes we're wearing, it's really, I don't think people realize how hardcore we go into the fashion of it all. And I think they do notice, but they wouldn't really notice if we just showed up in sweatpants one day. They wouldn't watch the episode probably. It plays a huge role. So I hope she wins something. She's fantastic.
That is a really good just kind of tidbit there, because my mom brings up the fashion constantly.
Yeah.
And she does talk about how big of a part it is in the show.
Yeah.
But she also keeps reminding me that, like, it's your show. Do you feel like
I would never, I would never.
Would you not say
jankety,
that?
Jankety, jankety, jankety. Oh, I remember coming in here. This was new. Look at this rusty old elbow. Sorry, what about your mom?
It's a rusty old elbow.
Okay, whatever.
You gotta handle it a little bit better.
Your mom likes clothes, what'd you say?
No, my mom is very obsessed with the show. But she does feel like, you know, it's primarily Fallon's show. Do you feel that way on set?
No, I mean there was a time where I was working so much last year that I might have just taken that compliment and be like, well, I'm there sun up to sundown, so probably I'm in a lot of it. It maybe makes a little sense, but at this point we have so many characters now and so many new characters. They've really divvied everything out, and I'm not working obscene hours anymore. Knock on wood. Maybe 2020 will be worse. It seems like it's going to be a bad year so far, but I think it's a total ensemble moment. There's so many characters. It's crazy. I mean, how could I learn all their names in the cast?
Is it hard?
There's just so many. They just come in, they come out. Hey, buddy. Hey, girl.
Pal number two.
Yeah.
Does the cast look up to you as one of the leaders, though?
They shouldn't. It's really, they shouldn't. They shouldn't do that.
You are big on cast unity, though. Ever since the show, like back in season one, I remember meeting your castmates at your house. Yeah. You had a barbecue for everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then just recently, we were all in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders also made an appearance.
Me, you, Bernie, the Dynasty cast, the usual Saturday night game. Old Sanders, me and you. And I don't mean old as in his age. I mean like old Zach Sang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's seasoned. He's been around the block. He's
seasoned with good spices, though.
Totally.
Yeah, we love Bernie.
Amen.
I like Bernie a lot. I think that I like a lot of what he says, and I think it was pretty incredible that we got to meet him at Ariana's show. It was really funny. I didn't know it was going to happen, and then she said it, and I thought she was kidding because it's just so random, and it happened so fast. And then it happened, and he gave us like a speech. It was kind of amazing. It was like it was very surreal, and I was in like a hooker outfit.
You were in leather.
I was like, oh my God, Bernie Sanders, it's so nice to meet you. It's so nice to meet you. And I looked down, and I was like, I was like in a patent leather zipper, but the zipper was up. That's a choice I made. I don't know what a pop star wears. So I was just like looking at Ari's stuff, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll do this, but in my own way. And I think I had these actual earrings on. It's just like Jersey Housewife crazy big gold hoops. And I might have had fishnets or something. And I had like patent leather like S&M boots on. And I was just like, I wish I was in, like, I wear suits every day of my life. All I ever wear are pantsuits. Today I meet Bernie Sanders and I'm in this crazy. And Ari looked cute, and we were in a very similar thing, and she looked cute. And for some reason, I just looked like I was like her, like I ran the brothel. Like I just looked like the mother who counts the money at the end of the night and sends my girls out to work night shifts, which is fine. I'm not judging that profession. I'm just saying I didn't want to be wearing that when I met Bernie Sanders, but it happened, and I'm very glad I met him. I got a picture with him. You got a picture with him, too.
Oh, yeah, I did. I haven't seen your picture.
My picture's good. It's with Matt and Ari and Bernie Sanders. Aren't they all?
By the way, you did have a bad...
The internet had a couple funny jokes about that. Did you see it was meme? They were like doing their little... The kids do memes.
What were they saying?
I don't remember. They're just making... It was just an unlikely grouping of people, so they were making a lot of jokes about it, which I can understand.
You did have about like probably... How many pantsuits do you think you have over at the Dynasty Wardrobe
Center? Oh, God. All I do is... I'm like right here with Hillary Clinton, the amount of pantsuits I have. A lot. I have a lot of pantsuits. I love them all.
What have you learned about Fallon between the beginning of the show and now you're going into season four?
I think she's a lot more domestic and really likes to be wifey than I thought she was. Unless this is a new trait she's picked up from being with Liam, the guy she's with now for so long. I thought she was much more obsessed with just like succeeding and owning businesses. And she is. But it's really been sidelined since she's kind of been with Liam. And I think it's because she's always wanted a family and she's finally feeling happy. So that part of her that's so ruthless and angry that a lot of the fans really love is kind of softened because she's softer now from being in love with this guy.
Which is surprising, right? Because if I get my character straight, that's the same character that Fallon got into a relationship with for business.
That's right. She literally paid him to marry her, I believe. Yeah. Oh, no, not I believe. That is what happened. She paid him to marry her. Yeah, Adam's funny because Adam Huber was supposed to do maybe like two episodes. So I was like, I don't need to learn his name. I'll figure it out. I'm not like that, by the way. I'm nice. But I was really tired. And I think I had the flu. And they're like, here's this guy. And he's in two episodes. And I was like, great. I'm not going to get invested. Like, two episodes. What's your favorite color? Where do you live? Oh, my God. Isn't LA funny? And then I don't care. So, but then he kept like hanging out. And I was like, God, I kept saying to the cast, I was like, yo, he's in more episodes. They like this guy. And then now he's been in, I mean...
He's still around.
He's a regular, and he's been in almost all the episodes I've been in. So, I mean, that's a testament to young actors when they come on a show and it says possible recurring or guest star maybe three. If they really like you, I mean, look at him. He's probably on his like 40th episode or something by
and
now.
And he is so proud of it because he brought that up. He's a really nice guy.
He's the best. I love Adam.
I bonded with him at your
house. I love working with him. He takes it so seriously, which he should. Every actor should. I'm just an asshole sometimes. So like I'll see him preparing or like Liam's a writer. So he'll be writing notes. He's probably going to kill me for saying this. And I'll be like, are you writing like Liam's thoughts like for the scene? Is this like preparation? Meanwhile, why should I ever like badger someone on doing an extra special job at and anyway
they're going above and beyond
sure, and I'm literally sitting there like just eating like fucking Lay's potato chips. That's the other thing, I have all these sex scenes and the guys are just always like not eating for days and like just they bring sandbags and stuff. I don't know about working out, but they do. Yeah, apparently it works. And I literally sit there because all I have to worry about, it's like, are my boobs the same size today? I think we're fine. Because I always, like Fallon's sex outfit, I always wear a slip that comes to here. So all I have to worry about is this little area and that my boobs are having a good day, which they usually are. So I don't have to, so I just eat all day. Like, I don't care. And they're on the floor and they're doing all these, you know, elaborate stretches and crunches. And I'm just like, oh my God, I could never. And I could probably never date an actor for that reason because... You know, going out to eat, you just want to have a burger with your dude. For me, an impossible burger. And they're like, I can't. It's celery tonight. I was like, that's crazy. No, they have to do it, though. I mean, it's their job. I'm just saying.
You want something.
Food is really important in my life. It's like French bulldogs, and then it's like food. I mean, I think you can probably agree with me.
Oh, I'm
that.
Right. We are very much. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
You go.
Well, I didn't know you had a lot of sex scenes.
Oh.
Are you kidding? There's one.
I have a lot of sex scenes. I do. But you don't on CW, it's not, they're not like sex scenes. They're not like
they're
you can't
sexy
do
scenes.
So many things. You can't see an ass crack and a butt cheek can't move. There can be no thrusting. You can't moan. You can't breathe weird. Like it's so you're basically just like Ken and Barbie. or my favorite. I had to do this the other day. Post coital, like I just don't do anything. I was with Adam and he did it. So he's like, and I was just like, I remember. I think I went. Like that was the best I could come up with. And I was just like, I don't know what I was going. Like, what am I? Wow. Oh, my God.
No, that's.
Like, when have you ever, I'm not like, when have you ever been like, oh, whoa, Jay Wiz, after their sex? Like, they play it up. So, I know it happens, but really, it happens in a very subtle way. And then maybe you go, like, order food or you go to sleep. And on TV, it's like this whole, like, you fall back into bed and you're, like, out of breath for, like, the whole scene. Like, and why, no one even has, why would you have a complicated conversation right after you have sex, too? It doesn't add up. So I'm trying to get that taken out of. Movies and TV. That's going to be my charity. It should be about the Australian wildfires, but it's about that.
You've been looking for a mission?
That's it. I found it. It's that. No, it's just so funny. It just makes me laugh so much. I just think it's the silliest thing in the world.
I thought that was a very Fallon sex noise. Very judgmental, but also satisfied. You know?
Not on the phone. It would be this. Yeah. No, it's good. I loved it. It was fun. Yeah, thank you. It was so fun. You can go now. That's what it would be. That's like the real life.
Dan,
version.
Is this your reality? Do you feel like you've heard these noises?
No, Dan makes pancakes. He has them sleep over and he makes them flapjacks in the morning. And you melt the butter before you put it on the pancakes.
Are
so
you
it's
interested?
All perfect.
Are you interested?
No, I'm okay, but I'm just guessing what your life is. And I'm happy for you.
Do you know he spent $2.71 on his electricity bill?
$3.71.
I can come fix that.
It's fine. I just don't like it. I know it's so weird. I just don't like it.
I'll make sure there's a new one for the next
it's
time.
It's like right in my face. How did that happen? How'd you do that?
I just don't use electricity. I'm saving the planet.
So, okay, yeah. Oh my God, if I had a kid. No, I'm like, that's good, by the way. Like, we should save the planet. But if I had a kid that sat in the dark all day and was like, Mom, the environment, I'd be like, you're being crazy. You need light. What the fuck are you doing? Okay, that's fine. Okay.
He doesn't own a single lamp.
You don't own any. You use all overhead lighting.
But
oh, no. I turn the flashlight on my phone on, and then if you put it over like a clear cup with water, it lights up the room. That's that's when you need it. Other than that, I just don't use lights.
That's. Are you on like Raya or like Bumble?
No. Should I?
Just say, Dan, don't even worry about a last name. I don't use lights / I don't believe in light. And they say like Man of Darkness or something, like at Man of Darkness.
See, it's mysterious. Now you're interested.
I don't think I'm interested. I'm horrified. That's so, I love dark. No one loves dark more than that. I love dim lighting. I love warm lighting. Like this, it's fine. We'll see how it looks when it comes out, but
you'll probably complain. Really
I'll probably complain. But you know what? I came in here looking how I look. So at the end of the day, what am I going to say to you guys? You know, change my face? That's on me. That's on me and my wallet if I feel like going there. Someone said to me the other day, you want to die? I was doing this thing, and they're going to know who they are because it's a very specific thing. But I was getting a like a mold done of my face for something, like for prosthetics things. You know, I've had to do this weirdly a lot now, and they're like, "No, make all kinds of faces." They're like, "Yeah, all kinds of faces. Yeah, stretch your face." I was just like, "I know it's hard with the Botox," and I literally was like, "You know it's hard with the Botox," and I was like. And so then I made the most distorted, like, to prove. So I just f***ed myself. Like, I made the most, like, Jim Carrey. Like, my eyebrow was, like, up here. I was so pissed. I was like, because I'm really one of the, like, last. And if I had Botox, like, I would come on here and drink water, let it spill out of my mouth. Oh, my God, it'd be the funniest thing in the world. I would own it. I don't care.
Truth.
I don't give a f***. If I came in here, I got my boobs done, I'd be like, check this out. Jack, punch them. It would be funny. I got nothing. So when I... It's like calling your kid at like, you're such a drunk in high school and he hasn't had his first drink yet. He's like, wow, then maybe I should just go. If that's what you think of me, maybe I should just go do it.
But is it not a compliment that you look so good?
I stay out of the sun. See, I don't believe in natural light.
I like,
you don't believe in light.
No.
Artificial light. I don't believe in natural light.
I like natural light when I'm sitting inside.
Okay.
I don't like to be outside because it's bad for your skin.
Dude, you have one little window. That's not like a big...
You've never been to my apartment.
Why?
I don't let anybody in there.
I'm so scared. How many like little children are chained up in your basement or we're in LA, your closet?
It's
if it's under four, we'll talk privately. But if it's over four, you have to tell us and we have to call the cops.
It's under four then. We'll talk afterwards.
Are they mild mannered? Ugh, if we find out he actually is, what is...
I don't know what he is.
Oh.
It's a great mystery. It's just this weird dark gray. But back to you not liking... natural sunlight. You are famous for hats. And there's a story that
I was famous for hats. Then one of my best friends in Atlanta says, I never trust a girl who wears a hat every day. I said, oh, you have no idea where I came from. Like, that's all I...
You loved hats.
I love hats.
I remember this one moment so vividly. It might have been like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. I don't know. But we were sitting at Ariana's house and there was this girl...
Which one? Just by number.
It was just an apartment.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we were sitting there playing a game, I think Cards Against Humanity, and there was just some
game's random, been around a while.
Yeah.
Some
random girl was there and was like, I love your hat. Where did you get it? And you're like, I don't remember. And the girl goes, you're only saying that because you don't want me to buy the hat. I know.
Who was it?
We don't know her. She was like a friend of a friend of a friend that just
this
happened
to be
there.
This is probably how that conversation went. I was probably talking to someone, then you say the thing.
Hey, where'd you get your hat?
Oh, I don't know. That's probably how I said it, so she could tell that I didn't want to talk to her.
And then she was like, oh, you're
I actually don't know,
that.
Though, if I'm being totally honest. I know the hat that it was, and I ran it over with my Mini Cooper, actually, in the end, and it flattened it, and it lost its shape, and I had to throw it out, and I had no money, and I couldn't buy a new one. It's actually really sad. That's fine now.
You haven't driven since your Mini Cooper.
Oh, no. I drive all the time on set. I've begged them. I said, don't have me drive. I had kids in a minivan the other day.
Wait, what?
I said, don't do it. It's not worth it. They're like, no, do it. Can you drive? I'm like, maybe, but I haven't tried it in 5 years. They only, you know, they have you drive just a little bit. You're supposed to be like finishing a drive always. Mm-hmm. You know, again, a film and TV thing. And you're always like, ah, whoa. Like as if anyone finishes a, it's like not a thing. Again, like once, it's another thing that's not a thing. Like, hey, what's going on? It's so stupid. So I had kids in the car and I drove a minivan. I popped a tire on a Porsche.
Yeah.
Porsche? What do you call it? Porsche? I don't
Porsche.
Know. I don't like. Well, no, maybe I'll get like a huge endorsement from them. I love them, actually. I just remembered. But they're a little low to the ground and they scare me a lot.
Oh, the sports cars. But they have the Cayenne. That's beautiful.
Okay.
It's like a truck.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You would like that. And it's safe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so.
How'd you pop the tire?
Okay. So they were lining the car up for me in the front of Carrington Manor, the manor of our house, like the real house. It has these columns with really massive square bases. And they reset the car every time. First time, you'd think I was a professional... incredible stunt driver. You're like, oh, that's the world's best. Like, that's Daytona. That's a major thing I just saw. Is that right for cars? Daytona 500?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I know everything. But the next time they reset it, I turn it, and it goes, and I literally was just like, it's over. Like, it's over. I feel so bad. And I saw all the crew just started to scatter, and then some were laughing because they know, like, me and how I can't drive cars, and yet they put me in, like, a really expensive car, so it's kind of not my fault. And I just popped the tire. Amazing, right?
Yeah. So is there somebody on
tiny
set?
Tiny little corner. It was like a pressure thing. And then someone said those tires and those really nice cars, not defending myself. I messed up somehow.
No, they're fickle.
Popped it really. They pop really easily. My friend popped a
sports car. They're
like, their sports car, right?
Low to the ground.
Yeah.
I know the tire situation over there. I don't know. I did a lot of research on a Porsche one time.
Oh, cool.
Are you planning on getting one? You have no money.
No.
What is with this I have no money? Are you okay, Zach?
I'm doing okay.
Someone hand me my bag. Zach, do you need some money? Do you need some cash, sweetheart? What are you eating today?
Thanks,
well, we're going to lunch. I'll pay for your meal. Poor thing. Zach, what happened?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, Zach.
It's okay.
People are going to feel too uncomfortable to listen to you on the radio if they know that you're poor.
Or am I just like them?
I understand, like, relatable, but you're not like them because you talk to celebrities all day. So then it just makes them feel complicated. Now I'm not a celebrity, so I can talk to you as a friend and say, are you okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing...
You have a very nice apartment.
I'm doing fine. I'm figuring it out. Life is okay, really.
I feel like you offered to rent my house for a good sum of money recently, too, so I guess I'm just a little confused.
I did really want to rent your house, and I still do, so we'll talk
about
it. Yeah,
I guess I just totally don't get it, but it's fine. Yeah, amazing. It's fine. Nothing's adding up, but you know what? Nothing ever does.
It never does.
Zach Sang Show.
I'm really sorry. Real quick, if you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits that you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answer yes to any of those questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs, 100% online. You can get the same degree that you would on campus from anywhere in the country and on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For more information, text my name, Zach, to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads get recruited for jobs only 90 days after graduation. Learn to succeed, learn to grow, learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degree programs, text Zach to 35517. ZACH to 35517.
Zach Sang Show.
I watched Age of Adeline on the plane. What?
What's that?
Have you seen that? Blake Lively can't age. It's really old. It's from years ago. That's it. I just wanted to let you guys know that I watched that on the plane. And I'm watching The Circle on Netflix.
Oh, love it.
Oh my
love
God.
It. Love it. Love it. So good.
I'm obsessed. I thought it was the worst thing I'd ever seen. I knew it was going to be, but I was so stressed. I was like, let's get The Circle going. And I was like, I don't care. I don't care. And then all of a sudden something happened. And I was like, I've never cared about any people more than these people in this house.
You're so right.
And I love what's his name? Are you actually watching?
Yes.
Chris.
Oh my God, he's great.
He's like, message chat. Oh honey, I'm so sorry to hear that. Kiss face emoji, hashtag hurt, hashtag I feel you girl, send. They all have these crazy things and it made me think, like, if I had to say my text messages out loud, wouldn't it be so weird? And I get why they did that. So it's not boring. So it's not like just them like this all day and you hear it out loud. But it's just amazing. And the guy pretending to be the girl.
Oh. By the way, there's a couple catfish in there. Yeah.
Yeah. His girlfriend's picture.
How ridiculous.
It's so funny.
You guys got to watch his show. It's essentially like real life social media. And it's eight people that like rate popularity against each other. If that makes any sense.
It's fun. I like it. Yeah. I love a little reality TV, though.
Oh, it's
where I'm headed. Let's be honest.
Is that next for you?
I hope not and assume so.
Dancing with the Stars. Here you come.
No, I can't dance. Not even in a funny TV way. It wouldn't even be funny. Unless there are people out there who are looking to cast me in a musical, in which case I'm a very good dancer and I've been dancing for 10 years. Ballet, tap, and jazz. I'm a triple threat.
By the way, do you ever really think about what's coming next? Because you've been in this one show.
I do.
Show
and then
for
the show gets
time.
Picked up and then I sideline it.
Yeah, so what? Because really, you find out with everybody else if the show's going to get picked up.
I found out on whatever, Deadline. Yeah, I found out this week.
So,
it came out. I was looking at koala videos, which is all I've been doing. And then it came up and I was like, guys, check it out.
What, did you have a plan for what could have been next?
I think the next thing I'm going to do, hopefully, the next big project, if I do TV after this or film after this, but mostly TV, I would like to create it. So that's where I'm headed now. Let them have some ideas. I think they'll have a musical element, and that's what I'm focusing on now.
Hell yeah.
I like control too much, I think.
And do you feel like you have a respectful relationship with the people who create Dynasty?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And you have from day one. I remember meeting the writer.
Well, everyone changed. A lot of new people have come in. Our show, bless its heart, recasts and rehires people. They're like crazy. For no reason in particular. It's just there's a big turnaround on our show, but everyone that I have worked with and everyone I'm working with now, they're all smart and talented, and they know how to make the show work, and I have a good relationship with them. And there's a lot of singing this year, which has been wonderful. There's a lot of singing to come. We're doing a lot of musical stuff.
Is that per your request?
You know, I think we did a little bit of it, and the fans really liked it. And so it's a combination of they know I like it and the fans like it. So there's and I think the network really likes it. I mean, look at Riverdale. It's a musical.
I keep forgetting that they've turned that show into a musical.
It's a musical. It's a musical. It's crazy. So
do you like that as somebody who
comes
from
Broadway?
Yeah,
it keeps it fresh. Do I like Riverdale's musical or do I like...
Just the idea that any show at any moment in time in its life could be a musical.
I think if it makes sense or it makes no sense and it's funny, then yeah. If it makes half sense, then I'm kind of like, do I care? You know what I mean? Like if it's just, I think in our show it always kind of has to, it has to make sense. Like it has to come out of a storyline naturally. Like we had a musical episode this year and there was a gas leak and Fallon hallucinated and she hallucinated that everyone was singing to her, which is cute.
That's great.
Yeah, it was sweet. I liked it. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was great.
They've really gone far with the show. From you playing Nicolette Sheridan, playing your mother, to the
Wizard of
Oz. And
now Elaine's on the show, my old buddy.
That's a full circle moment.
Full circle. They were you know, casting Alexis again. And I was like, you know, from day one, I've just been like, you know, Elaine is awesome. And I've worked with her. And she's beautiful and talented and funny. And she plays a fantastic as I do. And I was like, come on, just do it. And they did it. And she's really... she's had a lot of fun, and we were all hanging out last night, and she's so close with the cast, and they were all dancing, and it was really fun. It's cute.
Can we talk about being on a show where there is this flexibility and freedom to just recast characters? Like, even how you guys recasted Crystal, right? Like, the first Crystal dies, but then it's essentially the real Crystal.
And then now it's just, we just replace the actress.
Yeah.
Put into the same role. It's crazy. Only, I mean, I guess you could always do it. I guess if you have the balls, you can do anything. That's kind of, we just do it. And I think people, not respect, but they like that about our show, that you never know what to expect. So that's fun.
Every time you change out a character, do you feel like you need to explain why you're doing it in terms of the story, right? So Elaine comes in, but like you played Nicolette Sheridan playing your mom. So like people, a lot of times, like my mom didn't even know at first.
That it was me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
So with this, do you need to explain that within the story?
No. We're in season 4. It's kind of like get with the program or watch Ozark, which is great. I watched Ozark. So good.
What do you think about some of the celebrity fans? Because the Puth brothers hit me up. They've been binge watching your show.
The Puth brothers watch the show? You know who else watches the show? Sophia Richie. All she does is post my face on her Instagram.
Really?
Isn't that random? My friends who are cool and follow like the Kardashians and people. I don't know why that's my barometer of cool, but to me, I'm like I don't follow any of them because I've never met them and I don't know. Maybe I should follow them right now. But I think of like Sophia Richie's dating Scott Disick, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if she's watching me, and it's like on a huge projector. Is that in Scott Disick's room?
Maybe the house.
So does Scott watch it?
He could.
He must hate it. He must hate me.
You're one step away from Scott Disick. How does that make
That's
you
honestly
feel?
The whole reason I got into show business. I'm just so thankful.
It's been years.
I'm really glad that she's watching it, though, and she posted on her story. I think that's really nice that she's, you know, she's giving it the thumbs up, the cool thumbs up. Like, I'm cool. This show's cool. Check out this show, unless there's fine print. Like, you guys, this show's the biggest joke. Liz is the worst actress. I know you don't know who that is, Liz Gillies. Don't worry. It's Lindsay Lohan, but it's not. It's a whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And the Puth brothers, back to them.
Yeah, Charlie Puth
Such
and Stephen
Such a hard name
Puth.
To say. I'm so sorry.
They're from New Jersey.
How funny. Yeah, and he has a brother. Didn't even know that.
Yeah, he's a singer, too.
No way.
Yeah.
And they're watching it.
Yeah. They've
they
been
like
posting
it?
About it. Yeah, Stephen actually hit me up about it.
What'd he say? Oh.
That
Does he want to sing
you.
On the show?
I'll connect the two of you,
Great.
The three of you.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm sure you want another friend, right?
I'm at my max with friends, but maybe a guest star would be so great. No, I that's very sweet. That's awesome.
What do you need to do to get a producer credit on this show?
I don't know. We'll find out. I don't know. I think by next year, I think that would be a nice thing. But there's a million of us, and, you know, it's a coveted thing.
Well.
It's would ruffle a lot of feathers, and I don't really know if I want to do that. We'll see. If it makes sense, I would love to do it, but, you know, don't want to rock the boat too much.
You got to deliver a big celebrity guest star. That's not Matt Bennett. you know?
I want to get Matt on the show. Matt wants to play a clumsy waiter.
That's perfect.
It's like, whoa. He can't hold the tray. The loaves of bread are falling on all of us. I said, Matt, that's great. I actually got him a role once. It was like a funny little, it would have been a cameo where he's kind of like my assistant for the day. And then he turned it down. It's like, Matt, we just talked about this. I've gotten a lot of people roles that they like said they wanted to do to my face. I think it was a scheduling conflict, not with Matt. Matt turned it down. I don't know what Matt's trip was that week. I think his team might have turned it down for him. We were new. I get it. But at this point.
Oh, come on.
At this point, we should have everyone on the show. Meryl Streep. That's it.
Hillary Clinton.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah, you can stop there.
That's it.
So, not Matt Bennett? I can't believe
we all hung out in Atlanta. That's right.
Yeah.
I barely saw you. That was crazy, right?
Yeah, it was wild because you were working. I had to work from Atlanta. And the show was unbelievable.
It was crazy.
To be in the audience that night, it was like a tiny little Victorious reunion. It was Liz. It was Matt. It was Ari. Dan Schneider was there. Bernie Sanders was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The regular... You know,
just the crew,
breakfast bunch,
just the normal.
It was really fun. I had never, ever, ever sang or performed for an audience that size before. I think it was 20. Was it 20,000 or something?
Something like that.
I'm not saying that now. Like, was it 20,000? I literally don't know the number. I think it was 20,000.
Yeah, give that a goog.
It's okay. It's just really not that important. Yeah, there were a lot of people. We don't care. It was a lot of people. There were a lot of people, and we had like a 20-minute sound check, and I went in there and they put. I had never used in-ears before, so they put the in-ears in. And then I was like, I can't hear anything. And then she's like, it's okay. You're going to hear me, and you're going to hear like a click, and you hear a little of the track. And so I couldn't hear. It's a trip because, you know, everyone has their own cocktail that they put in there. I don't have a preference because I've never used them before. I've only ever sung with monitors or amps. I usually, when I sing jazz or whatever, it's, you know, maybe thousands, but low thousands, you know, and or
not an arena.
No, and there's a delay.
Yeah,
and you can't hear the screaming, and you hear yourself like you're in a recording studio, and it was like an acid trip. I've never done acid, but I assume it's the exact same feeling as performing at the State Farm Arena for the first time and singing "Give It Up" song.
So beautiful.
You sing when you were 15 the last time. The two of us, it's such a hard song. I was so I came out there. And then I saw Matt with his guitar because he did I Think You're Swell. I was like, what is going on? This is so crazy. And then I saw him and then I gave him a look like an earnest moment between us because we really don't have those very often. I gave him like a hug. But neither of us could hear each other because we had the things and we were like, what? And then I went up. And then, you know, Ari's super chill. She doesn't like move a ton all the time.
She's
and that's because
so
she's
natural.
Smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I walked out there hopping, which is something I make fun of my dad for doing. My dad like hops all the time when he dances. And I'm like, Dad, oh my God, stop. And I walk out there and I start doing this dumb hop thing. As if I'm at a children's birthday party in a mascot costume. And then I'm like, oh. And then it's just like, it never ends. That sounds like, oh, what do you want? I was like, who wrote this? Who wrote this? Why is this happening? What are we doing right now? This is so crazy. And then she's chilling. She's just like, it's chill.
Yeah.
It's calm. I'm like, I'm so calm for me. I'm freaking out. So it was good. It totally worked out by the grace of God.
It was so
But it's crazy.
Phenomenal.
If you listen to the last note, I literally, my breath left my body because I was going off of the same one breath as before I walked on the stage because I was hopping the whole time, but I still don't get why I was doing that. And so I'll say, good night. And then I went away and then I go, yeah. And then I literally, she goes, I guess, she goes, and then I was like, I don't know what that was. And then we hugged and I went backstage and I was like, does anyone have a video and can I listen to the last note? And then I listened to it back. I go, yeah. So literally a spirit inhabited both of our bodies, and I it was something else. I don't know what happened. It was like Satan's voice came through me.
You know there's an isolated recording of that somewhere.
Yeah. I've heard it. It's good.
You like it?
It's good.
I thought it was so great.
It's good. It's crazy.
It was a special moment.
It was a special night. Everyone was there. It was such a trip. It was so crazy. And it was also, I had just seen Fleetwood Mac and Pink and John Mayer there, like, and so it's just so weird. Why are you laughing at John Mayer? It's funny.
No, it's so cool.
It's kind of funny, I guess.
Well,
he didn't play his old stuff, really. What? Are you
he doesn't
about that?
Do that.
Well, no, actually, he just played, right? He just played Continuum somewhere, top to bottom. I was like, not my show.
Yeah, and he'll throw in a couple old songs depending on the night. No, it's just wild to think that, like, all of those people, and then Ari.
I know.
And then, obviously, you and Matt.
And the craziest
that same stage
is that one, right before the whole thing started, to get the crowd pumped, they play music, obviously, and they played the Victorious theme song, and they didn't know we were there, and they lost it.
People
and I was like,
out.
Oh my God, they love it because it's so big on Netflix now. I don't think I've seen you since that. It's crazy.
Dude,
Netflix in your life has given massive amounts of attention to the shows that you've been on. Like, Dynasty success is really in part due to Netflix. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's entirely. I think entirely. It's not like, it's just math. It's entirely due to Netflix. And now Victorious being on Netflix, I mean, it's just, I get recognized now for Victorious more than I did when it first aired, when it was in its prime.
Whoa.
I really do. Like, it's bizarre. But now they're older too, so it's not like, oh, I'll avoid Toys R Us. Now it's like
everywhere.
Everywhere. It's really crazy. So if I wear combat boots all the time in my life. So if I wear like leather pants and combat boots, they're like, Jade. But then so I'm like, okay, maybe don't do that. But then if I wear anything remotely nice or fashionable, they're like, Fallon. So I'm just like, so I guess what's left is, I guess I can borrow your clothes, maybe.
My clothes would be lucky to be on your body.
Oh, honey.
What's the most challenging part you've ever taken on?
Mother. I'm just kidding. The role of a mother to my son, Otis. You didn't get the joke. I just fell off you, but it's fine. Honestly, being his mother and his guardian, my French bulldog son. Don't you think that's the hardest role you've taken on?
Totally, totally.
I know.
There was one moment.
Because they're not dogs. It's a different thing.
They are.
It's a baby. It's a baby boy.
There was a moment where his spine got swollen, my dog Lou, and he hurt himself.
What?
And
why'd it get swollen?
He jumped off the stairs or something wrong.
Their bodies don't make sense. They're made by science.
Totally. They are bred out of cruelty.
Yeah, and it's not good.
They can't breathe. They're
my guy
legs.
Can breathe a little bit, but you can get a surgery for him, and it's totally not a big deal. They just open up the little breathing.
Did Otis get it?
He didn't have to.
I got it.
Otis is also, I don't know if you've seen him lately, he's massive in a way that French bulldogs aren't. I hope he's a French bulldog at this point, because he's this long.
Yeah, he's longer.
And he's big. I don't get it.
And he has wiry coat. That's a little bit different.
Yep. Maybe he's a porcupine. I actually don't know. I want to do a 23 and dog. What do you call it? 23 and wolf? What is it? I'm not making this up. There's one for dogs. It's like $200.
Yeah.
It's like a lot. I was like, what do I have to do?
You have to like.
I all of a sudden got really cheap. I was like, ew, I don't want to do that. Like, I'd do it for $10, but like $200. I was like, I don't care that much. Even if it came back like half human, I'd be like, I'm good. That seems like a lot.
Swab an area of his body.
That's like 10 Impossible Burgers I could be having right now.
No, but I looked.
That's not the right math. I know. I don't want to talk about it.
I looked at my dog Lou. We're in the vet, and I go, I'm crying, and I'm like, dude, if you need to get wheels, I am committed to you forever.
100%.
And I made like I was like, whatever it takes. Because he couldn't walk, and he was crying, and he wasn't eating. I really thought in that moment, like,
there's nothing worse. I would be like, take my spine. That's the problem. I know for a fact if Otis ran towards a car, I would jump. I would accidentally, because of course I never would want to like lay down my life for Otis, but I knew I would accidentally.
And then I'd be
up down in hell, and I'd be like, oh my God. And I'd be like, excuse me, at the front desk of hell. I'd be like, excuse me, why am I here? And I'd be like, you actually ran in front of a car to save your 4-year-old French bulldog. I'd be like, I was afraid you were going to say that. Okay, thank you. That's fine. Do I just sit on the hot lava rock? That's fine. I'll go do that. Who else is here? And I'd be like, Matt, what are you doing here? But it would be something really bad. Okay. Yeah, I get it. He sleeps next to me. He sleeps. His head is on a pillow. He holds the sheets and he sleeps next to me.
He's a human.
He's a human. And he goes like this to me. And I say, what, baby? And he's like, nothing. I just love you. And I'm like, I love you too. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Have you thought about getting another Frenchie?
No. Ironically, no, I haven't. I can't even have a baby until he's
until he's passed on?
No, because you know what? You can't do anything when you have dogs. And I have three. And you can't travel unless you have like a... I flew out my old dog sitter from L.A. to dog sit the dogs in Atlanta, okay? I flew her out on top of...
Liz.
I know, man.
Liz.
I know.
Liz.
It's Christmas, you know? Also, in Atlanta, like in L.A., you're like, oh my God, I need someone to watch my house or my dogs. I need someone to watch my house and my dogs. Let me ask someone. And someone's like, oh, like for Christmas. And they're like, oh, I don't believe in anything. Like, let me do it. Like, I don't believe that there is a God. And I'm like, oh my God, amazing. Do you even celebrate the commercial part of it? And they'll be like, no, like I don't believe in anything, not even myself. And I'm like, oh my God, amazing. That's everyone in LA. In Atlanta, I'll be like, oh my God, is there any way you could watch them over holiday break? And they'll be like, I'm sorry, are you talking about Jesus's birth month? And I'm like, gotcha. moving on.
So you can't find dog sitters?
No. It's really for Christmas, I'm saying.
Got it.
Even Hanukkah. They're like, the month that I light my menorah? I don't think so. Try again.
So you fly a human being
Nothing
out.
Wrong with any of that, but they really are very... It's in L.A., no. you can find someone weird in L.A.
Oh, totally. Because there's
see what happens.
A
the
lot
dogs will be fine.
Of lonely people here that have given up a lot of their past rituals. Daniel's one of the many. I mean, by the way...
But then I was like, oh, bring your family to the house and celebrate Christmas at the house. It's like a nice house. And then they'll be like, that's weird. The house that I've had all my holiday traditions at my whole life, leave there. I'm like, I'm good, actually. We're good. I don't want this conversation to happen anymore.
By the way, I was watching, again, I'm behind on Dynasty because it's a normal thing. But it's only up to season 2 on Netflix right now, so I got to catch up.
And you don't have cable.
No. But my mom's been catching up on cable. She's been staying
Your
locked
in. Your
mom
should start hosting these interviews because maybe she... It's fine. Honestly, I didn't come here to talk about Dynasty.
Well,
Dynasty's promoting itself. I'm kidding. It's not. We don't do any press for it.
I wanted to bring up the shower scene. Because there was a dream, right? You were in the shower.
Yeah, it's just so old. But yeah, let's talk about it. Someone's watching it maybe in some country for the first time, so let's talk about it.
Which, by the way, is very common, right? Because everybody's tapping into that show at different stages of it because it's so easy to binge.
The shower scene with the two men?
Yeah, it's a dream.
Yeah, it's a dream. Yeah, I'm in the shower with two men. Just like my parents always hoped for my acting career. Yeah, that's it. That's really all that happens. I have a dream. We shot it for about 3 hours, and they used 3 seconds of it. I always wonder where the footage goes.
What, so you really spent 3 hours in that shower?
Yeah. It was like a penthouse at the W, and it was just me and Adam and Rob, and we were all making out in the shower, and then the camera guy's in a bathing suit with us in the shower. It's kind of like loneliest guy at the orgy with like eating grapes by himself in the corner, if you think about it. Kind of sad.
What are you wearing?
I was wearing like a bandeau. Do you know what a bandeau is?
That's like the flesh color thing?
It's a flesh color thing that has no straps, and it's like cotton, and then like a little whatever. It didn't look even like, no one felt good in there. They're awful. I mean, sex scenes are awful. They're awful. Or they're funny. Or I'll say something really, like I'll pretend, like if we, like I'll say to Adam right before we roll, I'll be like, remind me to talk to you later. I found something out. I'm pretty upset about it, but I'll tell you later. They'll be like, action. I'm like, wait, hold on. I'll say horrible things to freak him out. And then they'll, you know, I'm just messing with him.
Is that something you do? Is that one of the things you do to kind of keep this fresh and fun?
It doesn't need to be kept fresh because it's not a real relationship, but to keep it light.
Yeah.
Because if it came out there like scary and like shaking and horny, like what's scarier than that? No one does that. It's like a total, I'm like a programmed machine. I actually, you know what's so funny? I made out with McLovin for a project that never aired.
Wait.
I remembered this earlier today. I was watching, he's in that new movie with Carey Mulligan. Christopher Mintz-Plasse, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And I was like, I made out with that guy. I can't place where, but it wasn't real life. This happens to me a lot. And I'm like, I know it didn't happen from Liz, but it happened. And then I remember I did like an episode of a TV show that never aired, and I made out with him.
What show?
I was like 18.
Is it the FX show?
No, I don't remember what it was called. Isn't that funny? Long time ago. I've been doing this a long time, Zach. So have you.
Isn't that weird to think about?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you keep it fresh? Because, like, do you get bored? Because I kind of get bored of this sometimes.
Yeah, of course. Very bored. So, I'm being very honest with you.
Yeah.
My stomach, do you hear it? I haven't eaten since I woke up at 6 a.m. East Coast time. It literally just went like this. Help! I was like, you can't right now. That's f-ing crazy. Sorry. Yeah, I get very bored. Very bored. The music helps. Physical comedy helps. I've been having some scenes with children in the show. That always helps because you can't be a bad person around them.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't because their parents are there too. So it's like I walk, you know, walking out, you know, kicking my heels and complaining and cursing all day when there's like a sweet, fresh-faced young actor who's like just so thrilled to be on the set and is like pure. You just don't feel like doing it. So you end up saying things like, what did I say to him the other day? I said, okay, I'm going to name animals and you're going to tell me which ones you'd be friends with or not. And he's like, okay. So we did that for like 20 minutes. And it's actually nice versus what I was going to do. It's like, I can't believe I'm still here, man. This is so unfair. And this time I was like, hippo. And he's like, no way. I was like, but if it's your friend too and it doesn't hurt you, he's like, all right, maybe. Like, we did it for like hours. I held 3 babies this year. I've never held a baby in my life. I held 3 this year. None of them mine.
So does that make you feel anything?
No, but I'm amazed that I'm kind of good at it. And guess why?
Why?
Because it's the same as a French bulldog. I do all the same stuff. They're like, the baby's crying. I'm like, and they're like, what'd you learn? I'm like, my French bulldog has the same formation of a body.
Yeah.
He has a big head with a warm face and a little chunky midsection and little arms and legs, just like your... And all he likes to do is go on his back. I'm like, you want me to do... I'll do anything with this baby. I just realized I can have a kid tomorrow. I had a French bulldog. I'm fine.
You're prepared.
Yeah.
Physically, it's a lot.
What do you mean? Having a baby?
Yeah, carrying a child to term.
You know, hiring someone to carry your child, it just is so much. I'm kidding. I won't do that. I'll carry the baby. I'll just... Because I could just... Ugh. I'll never come back from it, though. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't work out now. Can you imagine my pale, like, not toned body after a child, and then I don't work out then?
No, because I...
It'd be horrible. I'm going to do it, but it's going to be so bad.
The food right now is...
I was watching Mommy Dearest, and somebody's like, that's going to be you. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope not. Have you seen it?
I've only seen parts.
She wakes her up in the middle of... I mean, it's such a... Like, she... Oh. She has a bad day, so she puts on her gown and goes outside and starts weeding the garden. And then she has an axe and she starts cutting down trees at 3 o'clock in the morning. And the kids are crying. And she keeps the little one in a harness attached to his bed. And I'm like, maybe. You don't know. Parenting's hard. I'm not going to judge it.
You don't
I'm not
know
judging
until
it.
You do it.
I met Daniela's baby. Did you see me with the baby?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, like hot. I don't know. Weird. And I know it's weird to say, but kind of like going to be a stud.
That baby's, I mean, the just two call of
it,
them.
Just calling call it baby hot.
Yeah. I'm kind of like putting in dibs for my second marriage with Daniela's baby. I'm kidding. He's beautiful, though, and tan. I forget how tan Daniela is. I'm like, oh, look at your tan baby.
I mean, the two
my baby's
of them.
Gonna look like Ireland, which is fine. It's a beautiful place, but it's not gonna be tan. It's gonna be freckly and pale. And I had a unibrow, so the baby will probably have a unibrow.
You had a unibrow?
Yeah, full blown.
At what age did you figure that out?
Well, I got so severely bullied for it that I had not in like a way I want sympathy. It was funny. Maybe 12, I got it waxed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got them waxed, and then leading to, like, incredible eyebrows. Not now. This is, I don't know what draft we're on, but, like, I got them waxed, and they were working with these thick, like, Lily Collins, like, Brooke Shields brows, and then we got them all together. This one, Catherine used to do them in a strip mall in New Jersey. Shout out, Catherine. I don't know where you are. And then, yeah, and then I was like, you want to laugh now? I'm like, no, tell your joke, because I have the best eyebrows you've ever seen in your entire life. So, no, but tell your joke now. I didn't think so. So just kids, get your eyebrows waxed.
It's not
actually it's a different time. No, everyone likes unibrows and hair. It's a different time.
Are people into hairy people now?
People are. Grow your armpit hair. Have fun. It's all fun. Whatever makes you happy. Life is short. We're all going to be dead in 3 seconds.
It's whatever.
Literally, I just read that on Twitter. So if you want to grow your hair out long and braid your armpit hair, like, do it. Dye it a color.
Shocking news. I didn't know you had a unibrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Thick as crazy, crazy unibrow.
It's going to be a big headline tomorrow.
It won't. It never is. I say crazy stuff all the time in the show. It doesn't go anywhere. It's amazing. It's like a... I always actually wonder if I hit it big or start dating like... who's like famous?
Oh, Liam Hemsworth.
No.
Harry Styles?
Ooh, that's a good one.
No. How cute is he?
He's something special.
You don't like him.
No, stop it. Don't say that because I love him so deeply. I love him.
Cool.
I really do. And his second album's amazing. His first album was great. But he's something special.
Brad
Pitt. He's cute
Pitt.
As hell.
The way
How old
he performs,
is he?
Our age, maybe 26, 27.
There's nothing that's like, if I can't have like a 1 year younger difference, because you know, I only like, I always associate with older people.
Yeah.
So I like to make jokes. Even if he was 24, I'd be like, oh, he could clean my pool. He's so cute, little pool boy. But now he's my age exactly. I can't make any jokes. I'm completely shut down.
Would you not date somebody who's your age?
No, that's so stupid, but I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
You never know where life will lead you.
Liz, I would like you to hit it big and then host an award show. I think
that's funny. But I would, the thing is, I don't know if as an actor you could do the same thing like Ricky Gervais would do, because that's all I would want to do.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey kind of do it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I need a friend. Me up there by myself. So sad thinking me up there by myself.
You need a
getting
duo.
All nervous looking out into the audience, seeing all the people.
You would notice?
Bradley Coopering from A Star Is Born, completely peeing my pants. That'd be sad. Me and Otis, yeah. I almost got Otis an acting role. Not funny enough to talk about, but just letting you know that. You should look into it.
What kind of gig?
For the show. They were hiring a Frenchie, and I was like, no one called me. I'm so freaked out. I was like, I'm creeped out.
Yeah, that's almost insulting now.
It's creepy. Yeah, I was like, you know I have a son of that breed. And they're like, yeah, we know. We heard he's hyper. I was like, you heard he's what? You heard he's hyper? Who said that? Whatever, it's not a big deal. We're figuring it out. I would love to host. I would love to host an award show. I want to host SNL before I die.
Do you have like a list of goals?
I do. They really got sidelined, haven't they?
Well, you've been doing a lot. Again, four seasons deep now.
Can you believe that?
It's wild.
Isn't it?
Do you set goals creatively? Are there things that you
totally
want to do?
I totally set goals creatively. Yeah. And there and within shows, I have goals that I wanted to do. Like, I really wanted to sing jazz on this show, which is really random. I wanted to do some kind of a cool throwbacky thing, and that happened this year. But I know what I want in life, and I hope to direct this show next year. One episode, you know, that would be great.
That's amazing.
Direct an episode, yeah, I'm going to fight for that. And I hope to be able to produce and be in control of things. You know, I look at someone like Tina Fey, and that is that's a great mold of what I'm looking to do.
Do you feel like before Dynasty, you didn't have the confidence to, like, want to run a show or create a show or run a set?
If I did, it was false. I should not have wanted to because I had no idea. But now I feel like I have a better understanding I could run a show right now, but I think I'm damn close to compared to where I've been. Yeah, I've seen all different types of showrunners, and I've seen what works, I've seen what doesn't work, and I think that with the right team behind me and the right help, I do think it's something that I would want to do and could do. And you and I have talked about a couple ideas that I have that I'm not even in as an actor that I would love to produce and get off the ground. So
it's very cool and must be motivating to have ideas that don't solely rely on you.
Yeah, I'm sick of myself. Like, comes along, I know, my God, right?
Oh,
at least I'm playing a role. You got to listen to your own voice and your own thoughts and feelings all day. One of these a year, and I'm like, oh, my God, because you just talk for 45 minutes. What a nightmare.
Every day, 5 hours a day.
Yeah, that's good, though. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's working out for you. Or is it not? Or it's not. I don't know.
You guys, she's my potential landlord. You need to financially talk me up.
Don't do it.
Not unless you work like a cleaning lady into the monthly.
Oh, you're messy.
I got the cleaning lady.
Oh, you're messy, though, huh? Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
Big difference. I'm a little messy, but there's a big difference between messy and dirty.
Oh, see, I'm messy. I'm not dirty.
You don't think you're dirty?
Oh, get out of town. Take a bus.
Is he dirty?
I'm messy. I'm not
sweet
dirty.
Of you to say.
Everybody's invited to my apartment whenever you want. What's the most adult you've ever felt throughout this journey?
Owning a home.
Because it's a lot of responsibility.
I don't know if I mentioned this. I gave birth to a French bulldog.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard that is? Do you know how painful that is?
You're right. It's never.
That's it. There you go.
Got it.
No, there was something recently, actually. No, it's a lot of things. It just starts to kind of go off the rails at 26. Adult stuff just starts getting kind of like.
Yeah, it's because you're an adult.
That was a Nerf gun.
Got it.
You're an adult at 26, so.
You really are.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing interesting you could do at 26 where someone would be like, well, you're still young.
Mm-hmm. No.
You're 26 years old. You're old.
What goal do you have for Fallon season 4?
I don't know, man. She becomes a man, maybe. Wouldn't that be crazy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really mixing it up.
No, you know what? Season 4, let's set a goal right now. We got time. I can lay in some favors. Season 4.
Manifest. This is the moment.
No, I don't have the Madison Brown skill of manifestation. I don't think I can make it happen. I don't know. I'll think of something good. I have things in the works. I have a lot of things I plan to do with my life. This is just, I'm kind of coasting right now, but never really resting. Always thinking of the next thing. Just finding that I do work 9 months out of the year, so I'm just finding the time for the next thing.
Got it.
And then it'll happen. I know everyone's very disappointed in me. I should be doing more.
What?
No matter what you're working on, they go, what's your next thing? I said, well, we just got picked up in after that. Doesn't matter.
Music.
I write music all the time. I just don't put it out. I write probably 3 songs a month.
Do you record them?
No, they're voice memos.
I want to hear your songs from your voice memos.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, that's just like, and that's not even, you know, that's rough. And there's no drums. Like, you have to imagine it with drums. There's another one that's like, eh, yeah, eh, yeah. But that's just for the chorus. It's like for the.
I can't wait for those to come out.
Yeah. Def Jam. Can you believe? That's what I'm signed with.
Shut up.
Well, the rest is rap.
Who do you share your music with? Do you share it with Michael?
Yeah, I share it with no one. I share it with no one. I share it with myself, and then I'm like a fly that keeps like flying into the same light. Like, and then I get distracted by something. I'm like a dog. Like, I'll do it, and I'm like, oh my God, someone's making nachos. And I go like, and then I forget that I did it. And then I have all these songs written.
But who do you want to play them for? I mean, you're prepared when it's
time. I'll figure it out. Once again, I'm not in LA right now, which it's easier to write music. It's easier to collaborate with people. A lot of the writers I used to write with are in LA. And I'm just making excuses. I'll get it done.
You got so many good musicians in Atlanta.
You do. Well, give me their numbers because I'm not good at making friends or meeting people, which is not
Nelly.
Not
Nelly.
I love Nelly.
T.I.
I'll write with Nelly all day long.
Gucci Mane.
Hot in Here Part 2. Mm-hmm. Still hot. Someone turn on the AC. Crack a window. Turn on a fan. Low speed. Yeah.
This is being spoken into existence. So.
Oh, it always is. 10 years. How many albums have I had? It'll be fine. I'm going to do it. I promise. I'm going to do it. I swear.
Are you? You've been saying that for about 10 years.
It's really hard to do. I'm not like a... it's very hard to do. Like, what? Like Fallon makes music. Like,
no.
Fallon on Dynasty. Like,
Liz makes
like,
music.
Like this, like, you know, on a bed with a chandelier and, like, music. I'm saying that needs to go away and then I can do it. I need separation of estates. I can't just, like...
I totally agree.
It would have been annoying if while I was playing Jade, I came out with an album. It would have been annoying if while I was Sex and Drugs doing rock music, I came out with a rock album. It'd be annoying now if I came out with music while I'm playing Fallon.
But you
I won't explain why. I don't like it when actors do it, if I'm being totally honest. I'm like...
I get it.
I'm like, okay, that's cute. It doesn't matter that I was singing first. No one sees it that way.
Totally. It's hard to
define
yourself.
I gotta dip back out one more time.
Yes.
It'll come. I'll have gray, long hair, and I'll be like playing... I'll be like... What's that?
A mandolin?
Nope. I don't know. What's this?
A banjo.
Nope. I'm pretty smart. I can't play guitar.
You have nothing but time.
Never tried, but...
As it relates to music, I hope you know that. Honestly, the longer you wait to release music, the more it works in your favor. You have genuine talent. The stories you're going to tell are always going to be relevant. Don't feel like you need to rush. It's the truth.
I understand.
What stories do you have to tell?
Right? Like, what stories do I have to tell? I'll borrow someone's stories. I'll get like a Bernie Taupin. I'll be like, I'm just going to sing and do the... Not that that's what Elton John does. He's so talented.
Is there an artist out there that you feel like you could totally embody in their biopic? Mm-hmm.
Prince. I don't know if they've cast the Prince biopic yet, but I do believe I could play Prince. I'm the obvious choice. No, I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody.
I think you'd do Amy Winehouse. We may have
I'd put in a strong case if that came around. Little do I know. It's probably halfway done filming with Michelle Williams. They all are. I'm kidding, you guys. I'll do whatever. I'll never be an actor as long as I make all these jokes. I have to pretend that I'm mysterious.
Is that what people tell you?
Don't you like the artists that come on here and actors? They don't tell jokes. They're like talking about their craft and like holding their head. You
totally.
Know I mean? It's already obnoxious that I'm wearing all these rings. But I mean it. I like rings. That's cool.
You're from New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey. I love big gold jewelry. Zachary, look at my big gold earrings. Could you believe?
You know who sat on this couch? It was Idina Menzel, as it relates to Wicked coming
you
back.
You met Idina Menzel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She came on the show.
How cool is that? Well,
I still can't believe it happened.
Did she sing for you?
Not as much as you.
Ooh. I sing the blues. Have you ever heard me sing the blues? Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14 again. I sing the blues. Oh, life is hard enough. I sing the blues. It's been my bit forever, and Matt's trying to steal it, so I thought I'd get it out there now. So if you ever see that shit on SNL, because it's Matt's audition, he can't have it. I imagine a little silly little girl coming in and doing an audition for like a hardcore blues group with that audition. I just love it.
Back to...
Oh, she also does this in Hotel California. It goes, I keep thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. That's her riff for that part of Hotel California. But if you don't know the song, it's not funny. It's fine. I have a character of a little girl who can't sing, and she tries to make all these songs super soulful, but she has no soul. I think she's rich too. I just made her kind of wealthy for fun.
Where does this character live? Where should she live?
She lives in my heart right now, but no, she's from New Jersey. Yeah, of course. And she like riffs off the Beatles too. Like she has crazy high runs on like traditional Beatles songs. It's not now, but anyway.
But they're terrible.
It'll happen
right?
At some time. They're horrible. She's a horrible singer.
Does she,
and her parents, they love it. They think she's amazing. They pay for all the best vocal coaches.
But you know this girl because you definitely grew up with this girl.
Maybe, yeah. I guess I did. I don't know. I just love it. I love shitty singing more than like anything. But not when it's not like SNL, like bad auditions. I love like a girl who's been told it's happening for her and she's like in a big bow and she's just awful. I just think it's great.
This is your shot and this is your moment.
Yeah.
And
she walks up and she's like, drops the mic. She's like, think about that. And she sings just like sitting on the dock of the bay and like Mary J. Blige songs. She just sounds awful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Because you know they exist everywhere.
Yeah, it's great.
Are you going to get on TikTok?
Okay. I want to actually, this is really weird. So I didn't know what TikTok was.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. I didn't know what it was. I'm old. And then someone sent me the what's the prob dog thing. I don't know if you've seen it. Okay. So in Victorious, in the pilot, I go, what's the prob, dog? In this horrible nasal pre-tonsillectomy voice. And it's something like, it's well over a million kids have, it's so weird. I don't get it. You have to look it up.
Oh, do they like lip sync it?
It goes, what's the prob, dog? And then it goes, it's just like a beat. And it's the same type of dance. And it goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of people doing it. And I don't get what TikTok is. I don't understand what it is. I don't get what the... And then we looked at Victorious. It's like a hashtag on it or something. Over a billion people are doing stuff from Victorious. You watching it? These girls in a diner came up to me and they said, say, what's the prob dog? And I was like, no. And then they go, I go, can I film you doing it? And I was like, no, I'm eating. Sorry. And they go, oh, I'm going to film you. I'm sorry. And they just shoved a camera in my face. And then Matt goes, I don't like that. I was with Matt. It was really rude. That was crazy.
Was Matt upset that they didn't acknowledge him or?
No, they were flirting with him. Like they were being great. Because our fans are old now. You can flirt with our fans now. You're not going to go to jail. They're like 22. Have fun, Matt.
This is what Matt's been waiting for.
Come on, Matt.
I do love watching him interact with any sort of fan or female who's interested in him.
Yeah, sorry. Isn't it just really disturbing? I don't, what is it? I don't get it. I don't get it. What's TikTok? I don't get it. Explain it to me.
Okay, so it's essentially a social media for anybody to use and has the potential to go viral. And you're doing things like dance challenges, lip sync videos. Oh, you can also upload any sort of content. Have you seen the Ariana lookalike?
Yeah.
Very disturbing.
Yeah, super disturbing.
It's
Someone sent that to me. Is this a closet party? Listen. I hope she's making money. I've seen worse impersonators of other people, you know what I'm saying? No, she looks like her.
Yeah, totally.
I'm super creeped out by it, though. She looks too much like her. I'd actually maybe not do it. She must know she's too close.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're too close. It's like when you... It's like if you hire an Elvis impersonator. It's like, it's funny. Like, he gets there and you're like, oh, like, I get it. It's Elvis.
Yeah, he's fat.
But if you hired, that's not funny. That's confusing.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what I don't like.
I'm happy for her. Apparently, she's very nice, though. I read there was some, I read like a kind of like a nosy aunt on Sunday morning. I'll read like,
you go to Yahoo?
What are the kids talking about? Yeah, I go to Yahoo. And I guess Ari commented or something saying that it was weird, and it is weird.
It is.
But she's doing a good, it's weird because she's like good at it though. So yeah, but it's like good job, but also I'm scared.
At what point is it too good? At what point do you lose yourself to enter into somebody else?
Lose yourself!
Never live your life.
There you go.
Never look in.
Future!
We met a guy once who
dedicated
his life to getting all of Justin Bieber's tattoos in the same exact position.
I'm sharing a couch with, you mean, oh my God.
Almighty Jay Bizzle sat in that seat.
I don't know what you just said. I thought you just had a stroke. So did he look like Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Mm. He goes, yeah, that's what he just did. He looked like Justin, he did?
I mean,
a little bit.
Enough
where you'd be like, I get what you did, you crushed it.
Here's the deal. It was enough for Justin Bieber to then meet with him after we did
Love
the interview.
That. You win then at that point. I say in life, unless it's something really bad and scary, you have a goal, you reach that goal, don't worry about how you got there. That's good. You did it.
Go for it. Keep climbing.
I should write a book of advice. Just like one sentence.
Keep looking forward.
What's up, sir?
Do you think a Victorious reboot would be good? I'm not asking if it's going to happen. Do you think it would be good? No.
There's been talk of it, though.
What I was about to say is so incriminating to my current job. I can't believe I almost said it. I was like, when has a reboot Listen. Well, you know, it's like one of those things where if they used the same kind of sets and they got the same people to do it, then I'd like it. If they're getting all new people to do it and they're just using that name and they're kind of just completely rebranding it, okay. If it's good, it's good. If it's good, it's good. That's all I'm going to say. If it's done poorly, then I'll say I told you so. And if it's done well, I'll be like, wow, hats off. I'm sure the kids they get will be really talented. They just got to do it right.
But
you're not going to have Eric. You know, you're not going to have Eric Lang because he's a huge actor and like was nominated for awards. So then you don't even have the teachers. So then you don't have the teachers. So then you don't have the kids. So it's kind of like, you know, we're not going to come back and play teachers. I'm not coming back and playing teacher. I'm busy that day.
I'm busy for the next 10 years. Do you feel like that show deserves a closing moment, closure?
Yes. That's something that I always said I would clear my schedule for. Like, no matter how much work I'm doing or how inconvenient it would be to get it together, that's something I feel like it's really important. And I do believe, we all believe that.
So maybe like a movie.
A victorious movie.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that would be amazing. I want to do it. I really want to do it. We all want to do it.
Including Victoria?
I can't see why not. I can't see why anyone would say no. Who do you think would be weird? Who do you think would be like, oh, I'm kidding.
Not down? I feel like everybody should be down. Honestly, but crazier
Everyone's
things.
Down.
Crazier
and
things.
If they're not,
happened.
They suck.
Louder.
If you're the one person in the cast who's like, I don't want to do the thing, fuck you. Everyone wants to do it. We're all buddies. We want to do this. The fans deserve this.
When's the last time everybody
I don't know when it's going to happen. We're so old.
It is kind of crazy.
They'll take it whenever, though, even if we're in wheelchairs, you know? And they should. It's like, it was so unresolved. Yeah, it's so big now. 10-year anniversary. It's time.
There was clearly no ending and no period put on this story whatsoever.
No, I believe the last thing I did in the last shot of that show, I was in a cheese costume. I'm not even kidding. I think that's what I was doing. And I was dancing to mariachi music. I know what you're thinking. A slice of cheese, mariachi music. Where's the connection? There isn't one. But that's what I was doing.
Do you follow the Twitter account Victorious Out of Context?
No.
It's my favorite. And they just take clips from the
you
show.
You know what? I see them come across my desk often. I love, there's the runner on Victorious I forgot about. I rewatched a little bit of it with Madison. Were because she'd never seen any of it.
Educating her.
Well, she asked to see it, and she started putting on some episodes. No, let me show you the good ones from my memory, because I hadn't seen them in so long. And then I forgot the runner that Matt doesn't have female or male parts.
Wait,
you know
what?
About this?
No.
Like, we don't know what Matt is. It's so weird. It's so weird. Robbie, rather. There's one in Yerba when we're in whatever the prison where he goes, why am I on the girl's side of the prison? I'm clearly a boy. And they go, prove it. And he goes, I'll stay on the girl's side. And then there's another one. It's just it keeps going. It's just like there's five of them I heard in like three episodes. I was like, wow, this is a runner we really stuck with. That's crazy.
So you're learning new things about the show.
Yeah, I don't like sit and watch it, but I watch it with her. And yeah, it's funny. It's really funny. The show's good. Holds up.
Do you feel like in the final movie for Victorious, they must address the gender of Robbie Shapiro?
To God. Otherwise, what are we all here for?
Too many questions that go unanswered.
What are you, Rob? Maybe we do the first full frontal Victorious reveal. It's cute, though. It's like a Rugrats camera where it's like we just see the pants around the ankles and everyone claps and we don't know why. We don't know which one it is. And then it ends. Fund my Victorious reunion idea. There's so much that has to happen. Beck and Jade have a baby, you know. I said that. On Twitter, they have a baby that would be, I guess, two now. That's something I recklessly told Twitter like 4 years ago. Like, we have a kid. I was like, that means a lot to people. You can't just throw that out there. But like, we could maybe double down on that, have a kid, a little goth, yet mysterious, tan child. Right?
Yeah, and
what about Avin and his book tour and his book?
He's thriving.
Holy hell, right? The whole cast.
It is really
bunch
wild.
Of winners,
totally. And Danielle Monáe is this like
a baby,
but she's like an entrepreneur. She
I know
owns
about
things.
It. It's wild. I held her kid the other week. I was just talking about that. Blew my mind. He's so cool.
And none of that makes you want to have a child.
I'm not impressed yet with where I'm at. Like, and that's not a it's only an insult to myself. It's a tremendous feat. Dynasty's a great show. I am not where I need to be before I can. Because, you know, look how I behave with Otis. What if I have the kid and I'm like, forget everything else. It's me and this baby.
And then you totally
look back
isolate
on what
yourself,
I've done. So.
You want to do more?
Yeah, I want to do more.
You have to accomplish more.
Well, you know, it's like that Joan Rivers documentary. She worked until she was, you know how Joan worked. That's so, how I want to work. I like that. I want to work forever.
Until the end.
There's going to be an in memoriam at the end of this. Like Liz tripped on her way outside stage. I guess I want to work forever. Liz Gillies.
Tragically
July 26, 1993 to today.
January 12th, 2020.
There's a ring to it.
Yeah, it does. Knock on wood. Get out of here.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, and thank you for coming in on a Sunday.
Thank you for stopping by on your
this
24-hour
This was my
trip.
Sunday service to you all.
Hallelujah. Do we have a date for season 3 to hit Netflix?
No, it's when they're done airing here. I want to say I'm feeling May. I feel like it's May. Okay. I can look, but I know it's after they've finished airing, and that ends us at about May.
And when do you go back to set to shoot season 4?
Coming July. I'm still shooting. I'm very much in the middle of shooting right now.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're on episode
Are you
15 of 22 right now?
Of 3.
Yes, they got a really early pickup. It's crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh, I know.
You guys are so talented, aren't you?
Oh, the most talented. Anyway, listen. I think that we're done here. I should head out. I have a lot of calls to make. I'm in a lot of trouble.
Okay. Liz Gillies, everybody.
Oh. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.